I am doing an update right now on my computer, so I hope that this stays. But hi, it has been a really long time. Did that just sound really high when I said hi? Did that sound weird? I was just sitting here, just looking out the window a little, and I don't know. I guess I was thinking of my mom. So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about my mom. And whenever I think of my mom, I think incest. That's what I think. I think incest. The truth of the matter is I am looking through a catalog. And what happens when I'm going through the catalog, like I'm looking through bras and underwears or whatever. So I'm looking through it, and then, I don't know if other women do this, but I look at the models. You know, I look at the women, and I'm sure probably some lesbians have to do that. I'm sure. Otherwise, why would all of these women in Victoria's Secret and this kind of thing, why would everybody be beautiful? You know what I'm saying? Not that they're beautiful, because half of them look like they're, I don't know, in Ethiopia. What I'm meaning to say is they look starving. I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with slender women. You know, if you're healthy, whatever, your body shape, you know, everyone has their own body shape. But you know that these women don't eat. They say that they don't eat. What's her name? Adriana Lima? I don't know what her name is, but that beautiful girl, she's a young Brazilian girl, and she was going out with that 55-year-old rocker, Lenny Kravitz. He's about 79 or 80. And he was going out with her. I don't know if she was 16. Anyway, listen, they're all degenerates. Whatever. It doesn't matter what they look like. To me, a lot of the time, you know, you can look at a man and he's handsome and good-looking and well-behaved. And to me, that's just like having a really handsome, good-looking, well-behaved dog a lot of the time. Because it doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. I mean, I don't know. And you know that it's not just these men that are celebrities. You know they all do it. So they like children. They're pedophiliacs. I don't know what that is. How can you be attracted to a child? I cannot be sexually aroused by a child. That is just the most bizarre and revolting, disgusting thing. And it's so hard to look at someone the same after you know that he's about, I don't know if he's 98 or 99 years old, Lenny Kravitz. He's about 90. Is he 99? And he was going out with that young... Anyway, not surprisingly, she has severe issues with eating. She said that she doesn't eat for the entire week before a runway, whatever. And she says this out loud. Shut the fuck up. Keep that to yourself. You want to kill yourself, drop dead. If that's what you want to do, you know, why are you advertising that you don't eat for the entire week? I mean, like, she just came right out and said it. I don't eat for the entire week, so that she has shakes. She has liquid shakes for this. What are you doing? What is wrong with you? Is it really worth the money to starve yourself for the week? Really, I just want to know if maybe it is worth the money. Who knows? Maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth it to starve yourself. Anyway, so I'm looking at these women in the catalog. I think what I was trying to say was, why would they have these really attractive, beautiful women in Victoria's Secret and these catalogs? Maybe the women like looking at them too. I don't know. Ornamental. Am I going to get in trouble for saying that? I probably am. I'm a sexist sometimes. So what are you going to do? So what am I saying here? So what I originally was intending to say was that I'm looking through the catalog, and so I'm looking at these women, and they all have these really, you know, they're smiling at you. You know, you turn the page, and then they have, you know, the list of whatever bras and underwears that they're selling here, and they're smiling at me, you know, really, like, so big, the smiles. And then when I look at them, I think like that they're thinking nice things about me, and so I smile back to them. So when I'm looking when I'm looking at the catalog, I'm actually smiling back to the women in the catalog, because they're smiling at me. And they're very big pictures of these smiling women in their bras and underwears. And they're very attractive, very beautiful women. They're so happy, and they look, you know, each page that I turn, they look so happy to see me. Now, also, some of them are looking at me seductively. And then on the next page, she's looking away like she's trying to be coy and like she's flirting, you know? Like first she looks, then she looks away like she's flirting with me. There's a whole thing. There's a whole story that's happening as I am going through this catalog, looking at these very beautiful women. And so what are you going to do? Women are beautiful. I don't think there's anything wrong with the fact that women are beautiful and they are ornamental. Is that a weird, that's such a weird word to say. But they are. Women are beautiful. I don't think that that is a weakness. I don't think that we should try to act like that is a problem. That's not a problem. If you know how to use it, that's not a problem. Nothing wrong with being good looking and feminine and womanly and using your feminine wiles for bad things, maybe. I don't know. I just feel like sometimes like everything I say is going to get me in trouble. So I may as well just say whatever the hell because I'm going to get yelled at either way. I'm going to get emails. I'm going to get letters. You know, so it's just going to happen, you know. So women are beautiful. I mean, there are many reasons why women are superior in certain ways. And men are superior in certain ways, too. They're very strong. They're good at building things, you know. But I am not attracted to a worker body. I am attracted to a body that was built for beauty. You know, if you like men, you kind of like that sort of, you know, worker type body. I don't. I don't really look at bodies that much. I do look at breasts, and I think that's probably pretty obvious. But other than that, I'm not that interested. No, I am. I'm interested. I like a nice body like anyone else. I like looking at women too. I think women are gorgeous from head to toe. Women are beautiful. And I don't think that women should have to pretend that they're not beautiful in order to show that they're intelligent. Now, look, I don't know what it was like to be around 50 or 60 years ago. Could you have been saying things and look like a woman and very feminine and that kind of thing? Maybe not. But, you know, thankfully, because of those women, we live in a time where you don't necessarily have to tone down your attractiveness in order to be, you know, not stupid. I don't know if anything that I said just made any sense. I don't know. And they look like nice people to me. I think that all of these women look like nice people to me. Like, I don't know. I have to say, there is a certain femininity that does make you look stupid. Is that messed up to say that? I don't know. There's a certain brand of femininity, and I can't show it to you. But, you know, I think that's just my sexism. That's what that probably is. Okay. Never mind. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I do look at women sometimes, and I have societies, you know, that very patriarchal kind of view of women. I look at them and I'm like, oh my god, she looks like a dumbass, like a bimbo. And then I get these horrible visions sometimes when I look at very beautiful women. I look at them and then I will not see their beauty and I will only see them as horrible, hateful, stupid people that are victims and deserve to be victims. Is that horrible? I know it is. Oh, this is just my observation. I think when you bash something, you start to fetishize it, I think. If you're really, you know, going at it hard and you're really bashing, you can start to fetishize it. And I think that would probably be karma, you know. I guess that's how that works. I talk about bisexuals and I ended up dating a million of them. What are you going to do? You know? I don't anymore. Is that going to get me in trouble? Yes, that will probably get me in trouble too. I don't know. Is it lesbian phobic if a woman says that she doesn't date lesbians? I don't know. I don't know if that's lesbian phobic for a woman to say she's straight. You know, maybe that's anti-gay. I don't know. What are you going to do? So let's see what else awaits us here, shall we?
Okay. You know what I've noticed?
What?
Please hold the phone. Please hold the line.
Shut up.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
I don't think anyone has ever drank while doing this podcast, but I noticed that you become very opinionated after you have a beer.
Why is that? I'm drinking one right now.
You become an opinionated maniac so much that it makes me want to tape you. Because when you're normal, you're not quite as opinionated.
You know what I have to say about you?
What?
My opinion.
What's your opinion?
I disagree. You know what?
What do you disagree with? Look at... Hold on. What do you disagree with? You just said I disagree. I see. This is what you just did. Let me tell you what you just did. You said, you know what I think about you? I disagree. What are you even talking about?
I have an opinion always.
You get extremely opinionated and like a wild loudmouth. If you had a drink. After I've had a drink, I don't want to talk about anything that involves an opinion, I think. I think I just want to, like, I just want to laugh continuously. And I don't want to talk about it, because I have so many opinions that it drives me crazy. Like, I'm so oppressed by my mind.
Right, right.
That after I have, a little drink or something, I don't think about anything.
Well, you don't want to do work.
Yeah, like, I don't want to think about my opinions, because my opinions oppress me.
I'm going to tell you something. You're an Aries, and you guys are fucking opinionated 24/7 with or without a beer.
I think you hold it against me. I think you hold it against me, my zodiacological horoscope.
No, because it never fails. It's a very consistent characteristic of an Aries woman. They're very opinionated. They always have something to say. You know, they're very self-righteous.
What are you talking about? I'm a March Aries. We're very soulful and meek.
You're not meek.
Okay, not meek, but we have very big hearts.
Yes, that has nothing to do with being opinionated.
An opinionated asshole?
There's nothing to do with... You could still have a big heart, and no one's taking that away from you. If you were a jerk off, you think I'd be friends with you?
Yes, I do.
No, I wouldn't. Very good person, but, you know, you can't help yourself.
Maybe that's a little bit of the anxiety that I have.
Yeah, it's something.
Maybe it's something.
Nothing ever stems from nothing. It's not that you guys like confrontation. It has nothing to do with being confrontational. People mistake that. They're just very passionate about what they stand behind.
Well, I don't know many Capricorns, so I can't compare you to Capricorns. I only had one boyfriend when I was a teenager, and he was a Capricorn, and I was madly in love with him. But then he moved to Florida.
Oh.
And he liked Kiss.
What's he? What?
He liked Kiss, the band Kiss. And at that time, I was like, Kiss is stupid in my head. And I would abuse him a little bit. What are you going to do?
They could be very verbally abusive.
Oh, shut up. And so...
You could, like, the Aries woman could control a Capricorn man. They're very dominating. They're the Ram. So you're a very dominating sign. And, the thing is, with the Aries, is that they're very ultra-sensitive, so in order to not really show their emotions, they form like a really, really hard, 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 hard shell.
Well, I don't know, according to you, I sound like a real a-hole. Thanks for that endorsement.
You're not an a-hole, you're just a fucking Aries. You want to dominate and...
You're an Aries-hole.
You're an Aries hole, but they're very innovative, and many Aries women are pioneers, and they're always, like, the first to do something, and they're very influential.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, and very smart, and they're super smart, super, super intelligent, and,
Well, that's because you're in love with an Aries right now, so that's why you're saying all of this. How many different Aries are you in love with? You know, sometimes...
I am so attracted to the Aries. I don't know why. I think it's the personality. Like, most of them are very strong. Like, they have a strong personality.
Oh, see, I like all this stuff that you're saying now.
But I'll tell you, Even though I'm a Capricorn, my look and my birthday, I have a lot of Sag in me.
Okay.
Sagittarius. My rising sign is Sagittarius, so.
My moon is in Sag.
Hmm.
So when I moon someone, they're usually Sagittarius. But okay, so go ahead.
They said Aries and Capricorn go well, but it takes a lot of work, like a lot of communication and...
I don't think I'm all that compatible with the Capricorn. If we're going to be real traditional horoscopy kind of people right now, I don't think that I'm that compatible with the Capricorn.
Yeah, that's exactly how they say it. Like, it could work, but it's not your ultimate compatibility sign. Like, you guys are more for...
Like, sometimes I just want to kick you right in the vag. Right between your legs, I want to kick you. I want to kick you, like, 100 times. I just really do. I'm insulting myself. So, but April Aries are so intolerable to me, but I fall madly in love with them. But they're such intolerable cunts that I just, I'm sorry, is that not nice to say?
That's the second decadent.
I hope I don't fall into that second decadent.
No, you're the first.
Oh.
You're March 28th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
baby, you're fine. Stop it. You're not an a-hole.
I'm an Aries hole. Something wrong with my phone. Please hold the phone.
You're overbearing.
Hold the phone.
There's nothing good to say. You're overbearing. You're controlling. All you want to do is dominate everything. I can't even... The minute I say something about somebody, that's it. You have one snide remark to say, and you're like in my head, and I hate it. I'm saying this with a bottle of Jack Daniels in my hand.
So you've upgraded from beer to Jack Daniels tonight?
Yeah.
You're fucking lush.
It's better than drinking and driving.
Well, you can say that 3 times fast. Drinking vagina, drinking and driving.
Drinking vagina.
And you can tell the officer, no, officer, I'm not drinking vagina. I think that I probably am a little bit dominating, maybe a little bit.
Controlling. Oh.
No, I think, well, the thing is, I figure I don't need that much information on a person to have them figure it out. And I think that bothers you because you want to spend 6 months figuring someone out.
No, because if I'm talking to someone...
What?
I just feel like, oh yeah, and we went to the store. I'm going to tell you exactly how you are.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, this is how you are. If I'm talking to someone, all I have to do, like, I'll tell you a story. Oh yeah, we were driving in the car, and she put her feet up on my dashboard after I got a car wash. Oh, she's inconsiderate. She has poor values. You don't have the same values as her. It's like a little story like that turns into a whole breakup.
Well, you don't make it... First of all, you don't... Tell me little silly things like that. You'll tell me some crazy shit like I saw the bitch huffing coke in the fucking bathroom and she didn't tell me shit. And fucking bitch had intravenous through her arm and in between her toe. And you come out with humdingers with these girls that you date, okay? And fine. You don't tell me little shit. Your stories are crazy. Oh, the bitch turned out she's got, like, 7 girlfriends. And she's a freaking... She's a polygamist. And she expects me to wear a burqa. That's the kind of shit you come out with. Yeah, so then I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck are you doing? Of course I'm gonna tell you shit. And I don't need to waste a year of my life figuring it out. Like, that kind of stuff is pretty simple to figure out.
Yeah.
But you need to be like, well, I was like that too, you know, but now, I don't know, maybe...
Well, I figure it out a little bit faster. Recently, this would have dragged on. I don't have the tolerance.
You come out with some humdingers.
Well, it's just so so funny because my instincts are always right, and I doubt myself, and I think I'm crazy. But when I give it time and I see concrete proof, like crazy fucking pictures, like crazy fucking pictures in a club.
She's a fucking lesbian Bernie Madoff. That's the shit that you come to me with. And then you act like, oh, I say things. Well, then I won't say anything from now on. I'll go, oh, yeah, really? Oh, okay.
No, I just don't tell you till I'm ready. I hate telling you anything. You're always fucking right. I fucking hate it. Like, you're crazy, but you're always right. Very rare are you wrong. And when you're wrong, at least you admit it.
Oh, that's very good. I'll pay you later for saying that. Thanks.
I want... Now you can buy me dinner, bitch.
Okay, dinner's on me. You can continue insulting me if you like.
I just said you're always fucking right, but you're crazy. I'd rather be always right and crazy than a dumb bitch.
Goodbye. And then I looked around, my head was spinning now. Before I looked around, it hit me. I just had Chinese food, so I have excessive thirst.
I get really tired after I eat Chinese food. What'd you have for Chinese? Cause it sounds like you got a duck stuck in your throat.
It sounds like I have a cock in my throat. What I had was dumplings and mushu and this kind of thing. It was good.
You know what? I don't like East Coast Chinese food.
Yeah, you know, that's not the first time I've heard that, but you know, you're in California, so you think that your Mexican food is superior. You think everything is superior.
It's like, it just is. It's better out here. I've had it in New York and Florida.
Listen, the Italian food in California tastes like Mexican food.
I don't like Italian food out here. I don't like Italian food, period.
I could never live in California ever. You don't have decent delis. You don't have decent Italian restaurants.
The thing is, you walk outside in Brooklyn and it smells like fucking salami everywhere. What's the big deal? There's a fucking deli on every corner in New York. So ours, you have to seek it out. You gotta drive a little bit.
Because you have shit. You don't have Italian, good Italian food. You have shit over there.
Whatever. I've got an Italian deli right down the street, so shut the fuck up.
And it's good?
It is.
Why are you being a contrarian? Do you need to be...
Do I need to be disciplined?
Do you need to be hit? Are you? Why are you being a contrarian? What's your issue? You don't want to talk to me.
I called you.
Just because you call someone doesn't mean that you want to talk to them.
Why would somebody call somebody if they don't want to talk to them?
Because they're a stupid ass.
Oh, so now the stupid ass is calling you? You're the dumbass for picking up the phone if you didn't want to talk to me.
No, you're the one who's being a contrarian. Why are you a contrarian? Do you believe in love at first sight?
I don't know. I don't think so because, I don't know, when I think love at first sight, I think, like, what you see in movies and, like, that whole, like,
Hold on, let me change phones. But this one, the battery's dead, so. Okay.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk to me, I'll just go.
Oh my God, you're so high maintenance tonight.
Love at first sight is what we were talking about.
Yes.
No, only because it's never happened to me where I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this one time. I don't know. No, it hasn't happened. Not to me.
Okay, it hasn't happened, but do you believe that it can?
Maybe. I don't know. Do you believe in it?
I think I do. I actually do believe in love at first sight because the girl that I was talking about on the last show, I feel like that was love at first sight because, and I know it sounds stupid, but I remember from the, like, I have a photographic memory of the night that I met her.
Are you talking about the girl, the one that you rubbed up against in the bar?
Yeah, but I mean, we'd been courting each other for a very long time. That was just
That's stalker at first sight, okay?
Oh, shut up. That was a long courtship that, you know, I ended up screwing up. But what I talked about in that last show was just a really small...
Right. No, I know.
You know, it was a small, you know, one of the interactions that we had. But I remember the night that I met her. Well, the first night that I saw her... I have a photograph. I could tell you what she was wearing. I could tell you who, I could tell you who she was talking to. I could tell you everything in the background, where she was standing, you know, what was on the left. I could name everything on the wall.
I don't know if that's lust or love.
And I never had that again. I never felt that ever again. She was the only one.
I don't know if it's love at first sight or if it's not having proper closure of a relationship like that. It's almost like haunting.
I don't lose sleep over it, but...
No, I know. But, you know, I've been in situations like that, but not with love or anything, but, like, my friends, like, I've had friends that I truly, truly, truly cared about, like, and we had a falling out, and we just stopped talking. And I always missed her, and I always wanted to reach out to her, and I never got that closure until 10 years later she contacted me, but just her reaching out to me and talking about, like, the old days and stuff like that made me realize that I wasn't the fucking dumbass for the past 10 years that didn't have that closure. It was her, too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I've loved people, but I've never had that feeling of, like, I lock eyes with somebody and it's just, like, bam, you know? I've never, ever experienced that. I mean, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there where, like, I've liked somebody a lot. Like, I've been infatuated with somebody and just, like, lusting over somebody for a long time.
What's the difference? How do you know?
I don't know. I think if I truly, truly, truly loved this person, that I would have probably put aside everything and just, like, taken the plunge. But there were a couple things about that individual that held me back. I think I would have just been like, fuck it, I don't care if I'm going to end up fucking sleeping on the side of the road with you if I end up being with you because you're so fucking scandalous. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but how do you know that that's not just self-sabotage and stupidity rather than love? Maybe we're just fucked up in the head.
I was about to say, I think we're just really fucking stupid and we don't know what's good for us. I think we just don't know what's good for us. It's us. We're the problem. Not the other person. Who knows? But...
Well, I've never felt like that around anyone. And, you know, I've been around people that I was very physically attracted to, but it, like, I never felt like that before, where I couldn't talk around the person.
See, I think maybe that's more like greatest love. But see, I don't know, I've never felt love at first.
No, she's not my greatest love because I have a greatest love. Hold on, what's your number? Bye. Your greatest...
What happened? You called your mom?
I woke up my mother. It's like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, I feel bad. I feel so terrible. Okay, sorry. What are you going to do? Everyone gets old. No one escapes it, Lolly.
I know.
And it's so weird because when you had a young mother your whole life, you're always used to everyone regarding your mother as young and, you know, then they get old.
I know.
It's just
terrifying.
Weird.
It really is. Yeah. I hate it.
And then when you see them get old, it makes you think of them. You know, maybe not being here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Ma'am.
Scary.
This life doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Does life make sense to you?
No sense whatsoever.
Do you ever get scared? Like, what am I doing here?
Yeah, all the time. I question my existence all the time. But I've learned that I'm in control of that, you know? But sometimes if I'm in a funk, I'm in a funk. Is that possible to be in a physically negative state?
Yeah, you're probably not getting the nutrition that you need. Your brain needs certain foods and certain nutrients and vitamins and that kind of thing. So when you're feeling like that, like it feels physical, then it's probably something that you're missing in your diet.
Yeah, like something's off. Right. I do eat a lot of protein. I eat a lot of chicken, a lot of fish.
If you take vitamin C before you eat red meat, it helps you absorb the iron in it.
I've heard that before. I've been taking vitamin C like a madwoman.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because I got sick a couple weeks ago, like a month and a half ago. Being sick when it's hot outside is probably the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah, one of the worst feelings anyway. Because when it's warm, at least you could, you know, get your medication or whatever you need. When it's cold, it's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
It's terrible.
I mean, I couldn't imagine being sick in the snow and, like, not being able to leave my house to go get my medication because it's so there's so much snow, you know?
Right. Try getting your wisdom teeth pulled in a snowstorm.
Yeah, no, I can't. I can't. Did you get all of yours removed?
I had two one day and two the other, and he was a stupid ass. I used to work for him when I was a teenager, so I kept him as my dentist for a really long time. Well, anyway, after he did my wisdom teeth, I found a new dentist.
That's horrible. You know what? When I got my wisdom teeth removed, I had all four removed at one time. I was completely under general anesthesia. They put me under.
Wow.
And they pulled all four out. I woke up, like, I felt like I literally shut my eyes and opened my eyes and my surgery was done.
How do you know that the dentist didn't have sex with you while you were out?
Because he's a family friend.
Who do you think does that kind of thing?
I know.
His family friends. Now, there was probably a girl, a woman.
Yeah, there was two. Yeah. There was the original girl, and then there was the assistant, like, girl.
Right.
I couldn't see myself being a dentist, like, working on... I'm really big on breasts.
Breasts?
Like, breasts.
Oh.
I hate when people have nasty breaths, so I wouldn't be able to work on somebody that's got, like, a rotten tooth.
The dentist, you wear a mask over your face. You can't smell anyone's breath.
Sometimes people have some nasty-ass breath.
Onward. Moving forward.
So one of my pet peeves is that and chewing with your mouth open.
Oh, my God. The chewing with your mouth open thing is just... I could break up with someone over that. I could break up with someone over that.
Yeah. My parents watch Turkish soap operas, and there's this one that they watch that comes on at 7:30 at night on Sundays, and they missed it. So the rerun starts at, like, 10:30.
Your family's planning to bomb something, aren't they?
My parents... You're fucked up, dude. You're gonna go sleep with the horses. You're fucked up.
Sleep with the fishes, not the horses.
What was the one with the dead horse? Wasn't that the Godfather?
Oh, a horse head in your bed or something?
A horse head, and he wakes up with the fucking dead horse.
Yeah.
Prize-winning horse that he bought. It's all some fucking stupid Italian shit anyway. It's all one big clusterfuck anyway. So.
Listen, don't think that I don't know what you're about. If you were Muslim, would you demand to go on the rides at Disney with your full burqa on?
Oh my God! If I was full Muslim and I had to wear a burqa, I wouldn't go on the rides because I would fear that would be a disgrace if I went on a ride that could possibly blow the burqa away from my face.
That it could decapitate you.
It could decapitate me because I have a burqa on.
Right, but that won't stop you and your family from trying to bomb something, though. When you come here to New York, don't think that I don't know what's going down. Don't think I haven't reported your visit here to the FBI. Well, just to clarify, you're not Muslim, you're Armenian, and...
I don't know, like, I have this fucking debate all the time, I have to fucking, like, it's like, I'm so tired of trying to clear shit up with people that don't know what an Armenian is. We're, like, the first fucking country that accepted Christianity, before anybody else did, before the fucking Romans and all that shit.
Wow.
Quite the opposite, I'm, like, fucking, I'm so pale, I'm, like, green.
Well, no, you have a beautiful complexion.
Oh, thank you.
Very pretty. You have a beautiful complexion.
Oh,
I'll punch you right in your face. What?
In my beautiful complexion?
Yes. You like when I say that, don't you? You like when I tell you?
You are attracted to me. You just don't want to admit it. You might not like what I stand for or the way I operate.
I don't like the way you operate, no. But I'm not attracted to you at all.
But I have evolved, I can say that much.
I like a lot of things about you, but you're a degenerate.
Yeah, well, you know what? It takes one to know one.
That's true. Tell me who your friends are. I will tell
you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I'm not a degenerate, though, and you are. So explain that.
Explain to me why you would be on a phone with a degenerate, then. Why you would associate with a degenerate. Can you explain that to me? Is it just one big fucking game?
I don't know. But I am immune to your sexual appeal.
Because of my character or lack thereof in your eyes? Sandy.
Yes. I don't know what to do with you right now. I'm a little taken aback.
I like to do that, though. I like to throw you for loops.
Yeah?
So I want to pick you up and throw you. Through a fucking loop.
Well, you were supposed to come. So no, you stood me up.
I told you my birthday.
And I was in a very giving mood.
No.
You're a liar.
You don't pay attention. You don't pay attention.
You lie.
You don't pay attention to anything. Whatever. You know what? I'm not coming. You want to know why? Because I'm going to fucking Europe.
No, because instead of your clandestine plan to come and blow up whatever we built here, you're going to take it to Europe, aren't you?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'd rather go to Europe than go on a tour of the delis in the fucking Bronx, okay? I'm going to go to Italy and have real Italian food. Not
you're so
me,
harsh.
Not watered down fucking shitty ass Italian food.
Well, you're being so harsh.
I'm sorry. I'm going to tone it down. I'll tone it down.
I'm very shocked. But so we were talking about the greatest love, right?
Oh, yeah.
I do have one, and I've never been in love with anyone as much as I have with that person. Do you have that one person?
No. No.
Okay, if, up to this point, if you were going to leave for another planet, like you and your family are planning.
Okay.
After you blow up the universe.
No, we're going to take over the world.
Right. When you go to that other planet...
You're fucked up. You're fucked up. You know what it is? You don't like it if somebody could just, like, come back at you.
I do like it.
Yeah, and so you don't know what to do when I do it.
Oh, you shock me sometimes.
I need to just be submissive to Sandy.
Yes, you do.
See that laugh? That was one fucking evil-ass little giggle right there. That was pure evil.
No, it wasn't. Oh, my God. It was not evil. I'm not evil. But, so, if you were to leave for another planet,
okay,
and you look back at your time here, what would you say, who would you say was your greatest love, besides me?
I mean, I've loved people, but I think it's, looking back on it now, I wouldn't categorize it as love. But I think it's because I'm fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
See, this is why I would never get involved with you. In a million years, if someone gave me a million bazillion dollars, I wouldn't get involved with you. You would abuse me and destroy me, and then I would end up on the ledge.
I feel horrible.
Am I dressing you down? To you, sex is a control thing. Now, me, I'm the type that I want to break up right away, right? Like, every fight, I think, oh, it's time to break up. Right? So that's my character flaw. But for you, you're the type that, you know, you want to conquer someone and, you know, that's your thing. You like conquering.
Yeah.
So how does that work out in a long-term relationship once you've, you know, if that's your ultimate goal is to conquer them, what happens after you've had sex, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 times? Then, you know, you've pretty much conquered them if you slept with them 10 times.
Either I wouldn't stick around that long if I wasn't thoroughly interested. I would probably just hit it and be done.
What is that? I would hit it and be done. Are you being real?
I know I am.
Oh, you're such a fucking whore. What does this mean? I would hit it and I would be done. What does this mean? Explain that to me.
Like I would have sex and be done. Oh my God, I'm horrible. I'm horrible.
Imagine, like, after this conversation, you go and you, like, kill yourself.
I know. Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, no. I mean,
It's a little flaw in your character.
But I think it has something to do with it. I think it's deeper than just... It goes a lot deeper as to why I am that way. But I
well,
mean,
what
honestly,
would make you
like,
stick around and continue to pursue someone year after year? What would make you stick around?
Not having that person.
Right.
I think maybe it's because of because I'm really bad at commitment. I mean, I used to be.
I do too. It's fucked up.
I just have a really hard time with it.
It's horrible.
I think I've single-handedly destroyed things, relationships, and took the fall for being the bad guy, subconsciously doing it because I was too afraid to even voice my commitment issues. You know, does that make any sense?
Yeah. Do you enjoy sex?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I do, a lot. I don't just go out on the prowl and chop, you know, go have sex with people just because.
Yeah, I know. We don't want to paint that picture of you. You're not, you know, a disgusting human being. You're just, you know, a little more disgusting than me. How's that? Are you comfortable with that description?
Yeah, we could do that. We could go.
Okay.
That.
Okay, so go ahead. Well, what makes you attracted to a person?
It's mental. Like, being able to be mentally stimulated by somebody else who can, you know...
Come to the phone.
I'm at the phone.
Okay. Because you were clear and then you went muddy.
Oh, I think I had my finger on the thingy.
Okay.
You're
purposely being dirty.
Sometimes I have to be.
Stop trying to tempt me into an inappropriate conversation.
Okay, not this time. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know of a lot of people that are very casual about it.
And they'll just let people stick things in them and and just put their mouth all over everything. They don't give a fuck. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know, people, like, sometimes, you know, when a woman cries after sex, it's not all that crazy for a woman to cry after being penetrated. That brings out a lot of emotion in a person.
Yeah, hello. I mean, if you're giving yourself to somebody and maybe they cry because...
Well, maybe they're crying because the sex sucked.
No, I think it might...
Have you ever cried? I don't think... and I have. I've cried during sex.
No.
And this is how stupid straight girls are, is she thought I was crying because I was, like, scarred by the experience. Because she's straight and she has no idea what it meant to have sex with a woman. It is possible that she could have some emotional feelings and maybe tear a little bit. You know, that can happen. It doesn't mean that it was that, you know, like, I feel raped.
Yeah.
She was such an idiot, but she was an enthusiastic lover. Terrible in bed.
Oh, my God.
But she was enthusiastic, so that counted for something.
You got to give her some kudos for that.
Yeah.
You're not going to find the best lover with everybody. I mean, that's...
Right, because sex does get better. I think it does.
Oh, yeah.
But when you're hyper-attracted to someone, I mean, can sex really be bad?
When you're hyper-attracted, yes.
Really?
Yes. When it's just based on attraction...
Oh, my God, that's so true. You're so right. Okay, let me tell you. I met this girl one night.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really attracted to her, right? I thought she was super mm-hmm. sexy. Okay, whatever. And then I had drank a little too much. And so we started making out, like heavily making out, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went all the way into the back of the place that we were at. And we were making out, I don't know, we must have made out for like 4 fucking hours, right? And we weren't like feeling each other up or anything like that. It was nothing like that, but we were fucking heavily, it was like deep making out, deep kissing.
How can you make out for so long and not even like throw a little bump and grind in there?
Because we still were in a public place. You know, even though we were secluded, we went off, it's still, you're in a public place. You don't want to, I don't know.
Okay.
Right? And then, you know, whatever we'd, you know, the waitress would come over and, you know, we'd have drinks and this and that. So it was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to get caught touching somebody.
Yeah.
Right.
It was okay. Public. You didn't just take her to the back somewhere and just try and get somewhere where there wasn't any.
No. Oh God. No.
Not to fucking bone down. I mean, just to like really get close.
Well, we moved, you know, into a place where hardly anyone could see us. Yeah, but you know, I just didn't want to be touching her or anything. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to enjoy what we were doing, but it did get heated, right? But when I was kissing her, oh my God, it was the most intense fucking kiss of my life. I don't know if it was 4 hours or if it was 2 hours. I was very drunk, yeah, but and it was dark, so she looked really good, right? And and we were kissing for so long, and okay, this is what happened. Is, you know when you start getting tingles, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you get those?
Okay.
So I was getting such hard tingles from kissing her, right? And it started to get, like, out of control. And, right, like, because they were so fucking hard, and they were coming on like waves. And then the tingles went, this is very intimate.
Right.
And so I was having fucking orgasms while I was kissing her.
Yeah, well, that's straight up mental.
And then after a while, I started counting. I was like, oh my God, I just had 3 fucking orgasms kissing this girl. And by the end of the night, I had like fucking 14 orgasms.
What?
Yeah, just kissing her.
But see, that's because your G-spot gets stimulated. Like,
right, they weren't clitoral orgasms. They were vaginal.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, because the tingles were fucking like rolling waves right onto my G-spot. And I couldn't stop them. And I wanted them to stop because that's horrible.
You didn't want it to stop. If you wanted it to stop, you would have stopped it.
No, I wanted to keep kissing her and enjoying it, but I didn't.
Oh, you're nasty. Whatever happened to her?
We went out for like 3 or 4 months, and then she drove me out of my fucking mind. She was so high maintenance. She was the most high-maintenance bitch I ever dated in my fucking life. Well, the point is she was terrible in bed. And don't you love these people that use God to justify the fact that you're just really not sexually satisfied? So, and you're real, and you think God cursed you, so you want... Like, this is what I mean about the whole God conversation, is that, you know, liberals, you know, it's not that they don't or would not like to believe or, you know, have some higher power in their life. It's not that they don't want to. It's just that these people who are sick in the head, they take God and they act like they... No, you have to take God back from them. Sorry, God is not yours to cover your sickness, your illness, the fact that you're in the closet, you dyke. You're sick in the fucking head. So, and you're deathly jealous and envious of women who are actually enjoying their lives because you're a miserable bastard and you're sitting in that little disgusting office with all those papers. She looks like an old bag lady with all those papers. Clean up your fucking office, you pig.
You know why she doesn't clean up her office? Because she only works 3 days a week for, like, 4 hours a day.
Well, what does her house look like? Does she clean her house? That slob? Well, you're a miserable degenerate. You hate your life. So you're mad at God. So you want to talk about, oh, God said you can't live like a normal human, decent human being. This is why it's very important to take that. You have to take that away from them. You know, people are always like, they're very shy to talk about their belief in God, and or they just outright reject God because these are the people who are always throwing God around. But you have to be very silly. You have to be very foolish to let people take God away from you. Because when you get sick or you get older or your parents get sick or your brother or somebody gets sick, who are you going to pray to? Who are you going to pray to? Buddha?
Yeah.
Are you really going to pray to Buddha when you know what I'm saying?
Totally with you. I get it.
Beside the fact that they don't own God, and it's a fucking appalling that they actually mention God's name while they're discriminating. I mean, it's insane to me. Beside that, you have to take that away from them. I don't know. I feel like I have to take that back from them. Because you can't let people keep talking about God against you. And then you suddenly decide, oh, I don't believe in God because dumbbells try to use God against. That's the most stupid strategy on the planet. Rejecting God because idiots say God said no. No, you don't reject God. That's the most retarded fucking thing on the planet. And then gay people need God. Women in particular need God more than anyone. We need God. You know what I mean? You need to have a spiritual connection. You have to have that. What are you on this planet if you don't have a spiritual connection? What are you? Just a gypsy? You're a vagrant? You're wandering the earth like nothing? Like a, you know, anything could knock you over. When you know what I mean? Whatever. I don't want anyone to think that I'm preaching that, you know, that you have to have anything. You could be an atheist all you want. I'm just saying, giving them all the power over God's message is a very foolish thing politically. Let's just keep it political. Okay. Politically, it's a very bad strategy to allow a certain segment of the political world to dominate God's message. And it's very dangerous. And it's not.
I'm sorry, but politically, I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but
no,
I mean, God, Christianity and the Bible comes into play a lot with politics. I mean, when you swear in a president, they swear on a Bible.
Yeah, right. Right. Oh, my God. Yeah. That's true.
You know, so that's something that you need to take into consideration, that people do believe that politics and religion do coincide.
That's true. That's true. And it does take away that whole idea that this is not a Christian nation.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no. Aren't we all God's children?
I would think so, but some people don't think God exists. They don't think God exists. And that's fine. You know, if you live a good life and you're a nice human being, you know, some people feel wounded by religious abuse from people like this and through organized religion. So, you know, I understand that, you know.
Right, yeah, I agree.
So you can't help where you are spiritually in, well, you can't help where you are in relation to organized religion, which I do not support anyway. But to abandon God or some idea of God or some idea of a higher power or something, that it's not only a very dangerous road to walk personally, but politically, right. It's suicide.
Mm-hmm.
It's suicide. Mm-hmm. So let's leave it there. Let's move forward.
Okay.
So, well, thank you for spending time with me tonight. This really was, I enjoyed talking to you.
I always enjoy talking to you too, Sandy.
Yes. Am I your favorite person?
Yes.
Oh my God, you totally fucking hesitated. What the hell kind of shit answer was that?
You need to raise the bar again. You've kind of fallen through the cracks there a little bit.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Go. So, thank you for tuning in. If you made it this far, I'm glad that you hung out. It was a little bit of a long show, but we hadn't posted something in a very long time, so I figured, you know, you could start and stop it, listen to it another time, or something. You know, if you wanted to, I'm just saying. Other than that, what else? We'll try to post something again in the near future. I don't know how long that'll be. But, you know, we will try to get something up for you. And in the meantime, if you need to call the voicemail, which I always listen to the voicemails all the time, that number is 347-989-2TLM. If you wanted to send email, you can send that to info@thelesbianmafia.com. You can get us on Twitter @thelesbianmafia. We're on Tumblr. And I don't know what that is, the Tumblr. It's probably The Lesbian Mafia. That's what I imagine. What else? We're on the Facebook. You just put in Facebook somewhere. So we're a lot of places. And what else? I think that's it for now. So we will talk to you again very soon. Thanks for hanging out. I like hanging out with you guys. We have to do this more often. Okay. More next time. Bye. It was spinning round before I looked around, it hit me. And then I looked around, my head was spinning round before I looked around, it hit me. Kaboom!